This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good. Agud Erev Shabbos Rabbosai. Welcome everyone to the Friday edition of our Shir. Today I would like to share with you, for the next segment, an original thought that occurred to me this morning. This segment, the Shiurim on Friday, are dedicated by my dear friend Rabbi Sala Rose, Umeshpachtoi, Lezecher Nishmas, Reb Tzvi, Ben Levi Yitzchak, Nisham Shem and Aliyah, B'Yemei Yosef for his whole family, Ad B'Yas Goel Tzedek. We mentioned in the last segment the amazing revelation of Rabbi Shamshon of Ashtapol, who comments on the close of Sefer Vayikra. The end of the parashat says, V'chol masar bakar v'tzoyin, k'r l'asher yavar tachas ha'shavet, ho'asiri yia k'idash l'ashem. That this is a remez to the patira of Rabbi Akiva. V'chol masar ha'aretz, v'chol masar bakar v'tzoyin. You might wonder, why did the Shvatim, v'chol masar bakar v'tzoyin, the Asara Haruge Malchus, why did they die? Why did the Asar Haruge Malchus die? What did they do wrong? Koil Asher Yavar Tachas HaShavet. The answer is, they took the place of the Shvatim for the sin of Mechiras Yosef. They were a tikkun for the sale of Yosef. And if you want to know, HaAsiri, what about Rabbi Akiva? Why did he get the worst death of all? Yiyah Kodesh LaShem. He is holy, he is in lieu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned, because since he darshaned, as Hashem Aleikecha Tira, l'Rabbeis Tamidei Chachamim, therefore, he equated the honor of the Shekhinah to the honor of a Talmud Chacham. He was elevated to the status where he took the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting. There is a sefer, Maasei Choshev, on Parshas B'chul Kaisai, from Rabbi Chavisa Shelley. He's from the Chachmei Jerba. And he elaborates on this remez that Rabbi Akiva took the place of the Shechina. By the way, Rav Shamshon Ma'ashapol says Rabbi Akiva was able to take the place of the Shechina because that's the secret of he died be'echad. What does it mean, he died be'echad? He died in place of Yechidoi Shalaylam. He died in place of the Almighty Himself, in the place of the Ribbono Shel, the Echad Yachid Miyuchad. So the Sefer Maasei Choshev of Rabbi Chavisa Shelley, he brings that there's another amazing remez to Rabbi Akiva in this pasuk. V'chol masar bakar v'tzoyin, k'l asher yavar tachas hashavet. The word yavar is a noitrikoin, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. So this further expands this idea of Rav Shamshon Me'ashapal. V'chol masar bakar v'tzoyin, k'l asher yavar tachas hashavet, ho'asiri yiyah kodesh l'Hashem. This is a reference to Rabbi Akiva. So it struck me this morning, why would Sefer Vayikra end with a remez to Rabbi Akiva? Here we are, we're post-Teichecha, we're after the Teichecha, we're in the Parsha of Erechin, we're in Sefer Toras Kayanim, and all of a sudden we have a remez to Rabbi Akiva. Why do we have a remez to Rabbi Akiva here? And then I was reminded that actually the Sefer begins with the remez to Rabbi Akiva. Only a few days ago, I was zoicha to be in Krakow at the kever of the Megala Amukais. And the Megala Amukais, who wrote 252 Perushim in the opening of Eschanan, if you look at his Sefer Al HaTorah, he brings many Perushim in the Aleph Zeira, in the small Aleph. Now how many Perushim does he bring? He starts from Oifen Havav, the sixth approach, and he ends off that I need to be Makdim one Hakdama, that I wrote from the Aleph 1,000 explanations. Now in this Sefer of the Megal Mukas we only have 90, and we're missing the first six. The Seder HaDoros writes, he saw the 1,000 approaches of Rav Nasa Nata Shapira, In any event, we have access to 84 of them. I want to share with you the eighth approach of the Megala Mukos on the small Aleph of Vayikra. Well, if you take the letter Aleph out of the word Vayikra, instead of it being Vayikra, it would read Vikar and glory. Rabbi Yehuda said the name Rameir on a pasuk in Tehillim, V'li ma'yakru re'echa, that Hashem showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, the generation of Rabbi Akiva. So it's interesting. The pasuk V'li ma'yakru re'echa is a remez that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, the generation of Rabbi Akiva. And it says about that generation, Hein kol yakar ra'asa einav. It says about Rabbi Akiva, he saw kol yakar. That Ra Rabbi Akiva Ma Shaloi Hera L'Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mekubalim teach that Hashem showed Rabbi Akiva even the Shar Nun, even the 50th gate of wisdom was shown to Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the Shar Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu was Vatechasreu Me'at Me'aloikim. Moshe Rabbeinu was missing the Shar Nun. But Rabbi Akiva was shown the Shar Nun. And this is alluded to in the pasuk V'chol Yakar Ra'asa Einai. However, ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu was given some Yakar as well. How's that? Because when Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva, he saw Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting at the end of the 18 rows, and he had Chalishas Hadas until Hashem said Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu at 18 rows? What's the significance that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the 18th row? The answer is the reason why he was Zoicha to, so to speak, be consoled after the 18th row is because 18 times in Parshas Pekudei, it says that when Moshe built the Mishkan, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. From those 18 times, he was Zoicha, that from at Yud Ches Shurois, he had consolation, and he was Zoicha to Yakar. So you read the pasuk like this. The Yakar, when was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoicha to Yakar? Aleph Zeira is Gematria, Rabbi Akiva. You get this? Aleph Zeira is Gematria 399. Aleph 111. Zeira 288. 399 is Gematria Rabbi Akiva with a hey. Amazing. It's Gematria Rabbi Akiva with a hey. 399. Vayikra El Moshe. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoicha to this? It's because Vayidaber Hashem Eilav. Because Hashem spoke to him. B'miyuchad me'oya moyed loymar in the merit that kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe 18 times vayidaber Hashem elov specially halach l'Moshe miSinai because me'oya moyed because it says 18 times by the construction of the oya moyed kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So it comes out hafla v'fela that vayikra begins and ends the same way. How? It begins discussing Rabbi Akiva. And that's an amazing observation. Vayikra begins with the small Aleph. The small Aleph is Gematria, Rabbi Akiva. Aleph Zeira is Gematria, Rabbi Akiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoicha to Yakar, V'Yakar, because Hashem spoke to him, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Why? Me'oy El Moyed. Because of the 18 times that it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And then Vayikra ends with the patira of Rabbi Akiva. V'chol masar, the asor haruge malchus, kol asher yavar, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, they all were tachas hashavet, but ho'asiri yiyah kodesh l'Hashem. So this is a very interesting observation that the way the Sefer ends is me'ein ha'psicha, namely the great subject of Rabbi Akiva. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.